I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Straight From Rose podcast. I want to thank all of the listeners, the subscribers, and everyone out there who is learning a little bit more, but even more, you are spending your time with me. So today, I have a special guest on the show. The only, one and only, R4 Chat. Thank you for being on today.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me, for sure.
So we're kind of like, I don't know if you've really, we're kind of like tuning in and kind of letting listeners know from here in Orlando and all around what's going on in downtown Orlando, what's going on in the city of Orlando and the district. I do a lot of like education, and there's a big turning point for us here in downtown Orlando. So I've had the luxury of serving in this role for 2 years now, but more specifically, I have been watching downtown evolve since 2014. And so there's a, you know, a true committed effort into revitalizing and redeveloping downtown Orlando. And so I said, you know, there's always this, like, of course we get the negativity on social media.
For sure.
And I always, like, I show data and, you know, try to tell people, like, forget what you see in negative news, because negative news travels faster than positive news.
For sure.
And so you're a promoter downtown.
I don't like to say I'm a promoter, because I feel like promoters just have like that image type of vibe. I just say I throw events.
Okay, so tell us more.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I just feel like promoters, I feel like a promoter will tell you anything to get a dollar from you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I say, you know, I'll throw some events for sure. And they, some of them, or a lot of them, are located downtown.
Okay. So walk me through a night coming into downtown, parking, getting from parking to the venue, leaving the venue, going back to parking.
And, you know, the crazy thing is, right, so I don't know if it comes with, I guess you'd say, like, how to move or, you know, maturity or certain thing like that. I don't be seeing nothing of what the stuff that people be seeing. Like, even, like, when I, like, when I park, boom, I go to the venue, boom, afterwards, I might grab some pizza or something like that, and then I go home. But I don't be seeing a lot of the stuff that I be seeing on social media. Because I be like, I don't know if it just, I guess me being older, and I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying like I'm avoiding things, but it just, I don't see this stuff.
So I thought I was the only one. So, you know, I live Paramore downtown, and I will still get up on a Sunday night even recently, and I'll be downtown. And so, like, the thought process, you know, this whole negative mantra that, like, downtown isn't safe and it's a scary place. It's like, weird.
Honestly, tell you the truth, I was telling my homeboy, I said, I just think, honestly, somebody is putting money into marketing of making downtown look bad. That's what I personally think. Because I'm like, you got podcasts talking about it. You got people with the meta glasses. You got, I'm like, we ain't never had that. Because if that was the case from the beginning of time when I went downtown to now, oh, you're going to have a lot of content of what happened downtown or what goes on, or this might look scary, or, you know what I'm saying, things like that. Now, I can say that it has been like a flood of more of the younger crowd, you know what I'm saying? It has definitely been more younger people, more than I say normal.
So when you say younger, are you saying underage younger or that 18 to 21 year old bracket younger?
It looks like that. I'll say probably like that 18 to 23.
Okay.
Crowd kind of situation around there. It'd be like, okay, it's a lot more younger people, I feel, than it has been through the other years. And I guess maybe it's a different, okay, I think it was like a mixture of before, a lot of the promoters were older, right? And the promoters were older, so they will allow, wouldn't allow certain things. So they'd be like, no, you know, we ain't that. Okay, no, one type of situation. Now, since things have changed, and there's now more where some of the older promoters, they have, okay, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night type of situation where it'd be like more of the quote unquote, the more popular older promoters back in the day.
Okay.
So now like kind of like, and I say boxed out. So the younger crowd, they couldn't get no Friday, Saturday night downtown. They had to go to like the Tuesday, Wednesday type of vibe. So like even with me, when I, me and JR, when we was coming up, we had to settle for the Wednesday nights. We had to settle for the Thursday nights because we can't get the Friday, Saturday plus night because the older promoters, they got that. Now with social media and now influence, now it's like, okay, cool. Well, nobody care about all that. It's like, all right, if these people can bring 2,000 people, boom, I don't care if they're 20-ish in a crowd type of vibe, we're going to give them a night. So I think now with the clubs who are now kind of more on the money-hungry vibe because they just trying to stay afloat, they're like, I don't care who comes in here. If you can bring the crowd, you can bring the crowd.
Okay, so that's a different perspective for me to take back, and that's really what my role is mm-hmm. to really hear from folks about ways to change. It's interesting that you mentioned there seems to be a targeted negative effort. And it's one of those like, why? Like, why do you want to see?
It's been some, and you can tell from the market, it's some big, like, it's some money into that narrative. Because you see it all the time. Like, if you go on YouTube, right? You go mm-hmm. on YouTube and you type in downtown Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And you type in downtown Orlando, you see all the crazy stuff.
And it's crazy. So let me, you know, it's a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, that is a, you know, I'm in the political world, right?
Yeah.
And that's a thought process I did not truly think about, right? There's always going to be negative news. But I didn't think that deep that there's potentially something, someone out there who doesn't want to see downtown Orlando thrive and is saying, let's bring it down.
And I don't think it's just one. I think it's a group effort. Because, like, this isn't, I mean, it's marketing dollars. You can tell this is definitely a marketing dollar situation because when you just look around, I'm talking about different platforms, different situations, and in, like they're not putting a face on it. You know what I mean? So like the Meta glasses guy. Nobody know what Meta glasses guy look like. He's got the
meanwhile
Meta,
in Florida.
Yeah, he just got the glasses on and he just showing all the things. So now if it could be a good night all through the whole time or weekend, boom. A quick little 30-second clip, boom, viral. Now it makes your content go up type of situation. People now in the comments, boom, to where now, all right, cool. You know, where you can tell it might be getting paid. Because, like, what benefits you just to show the worst part of a 3-4 hour night for a minute?
That's deep. That's something for me to really look into and really research.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It's coming from somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying, you know, we've all been somewhere to go people watch.
Mm-hmm.
No one is people watching for negativity.
No.
Like, you just don't. You people watch and say, oh, look at that. Oh, look at how funny that outfit look. Or look at, mm-hmm. oh, look at them drunk people over there. Like, that's just people watching in any downtown. I don't care where you go. Not just. And so that's typical.
Yeah. Imagine if somebody put on their Metas or just put content of people at City Walk, of the older people or people there, you know what I'm saying? You can get a whole bunch of content of this. Through these thousands and thousands of people out here, I'm going to find 3 people and put this on social media and post it and do this every week, every month, every year of just that type of content. There'll be tons of it.
That's deep. So I'm going to, you know, the second part you mentioned, I think it's, yeah, let me say what it is. It's for the right establishments to make that decision. So I remember the days where Club Paris, which was not in the core of downtown, mm-hmm. was your 18 and up to
yeah.
party.
That was, and also, too, that was the teen party.
Yes. That's so 18 and up, it's all back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
If you was underage, all you had to do was go put your hands out. They give you the 2 X's and you know you couldn't drink. So
yep.
that was the thing. They didn't even, at that point, they didn't have, because they weren't looking for your drink. They yep. already knew, oh, we just going to collect your money at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get in there, maybe drink a soda or two.
Yep.
But because the bar is not going to serve you because mm-hmm. you do not have the proper credentials, I do believe that that's the piece that we're missing. And so it's a rock and a hard place because, like you said, it's bringing people in the building, but I have to know whatever I make at the door is about it because these folks can't drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's figuring out that piece where it's finding an establishment who's not in the core of downtown mm-hmm. where we can shift. And so I think that's really what we have to, whether we go north, whether mm-hmm. we go, you know, further south and say, like, this is where we know our 18-year-olds yeah. have a place in a space, which is what yeah. I'm doing yeah. In another side of the world.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, where, like I said, back in the day, it was 18 and up to get in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first club I went to was Icons.
Okay.
And Icons, when I turned 18... Boom, okay, we went to Icons type of situation. All right, mm-hmm. cool. But now the clubs are now 21 and up.
And I think
for a lot of them.
That was because of the negativity. So mm-hmm. there was a lot of like negative pushback that potentially it's your young crowd that you mm-hmm. have or your hip hop night that you have mm-hmm. and it's bringing the young people. They're coming out and doing potentially some of the shootings that we've seen from young people, mm-hmm. et cetera. Mm-hmm. But not everyone wants to just, like you said, some promoters feel like if I could fill this place to capacity with 18-year-olds, I could make it easy. Like, let's say everyone in the club holds 100. And I just use the basic number. Mm-hmm. And I could get $20 from these mm-hmm. 100 people. That's mm-hmm. two bands I ain't got to think about. Yep. And then I'll let in the rest.
Yep.
I'll let in the other, the adult, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But that's a risk that, you know, folks are... Not everybody wants to do it. And you know, so talking through it, it really is time to analyze where I've always envisioned zones, so to speak, mm-hmm. in downtown where you could say like, okay, and you could identify, okay, so we have a section that plays country and rock. So one demographic. We've got a Latin place. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, right now, people are only most promoters are only playing what's popular. Mm-hmm. And so whatever is popular to bring clientele, there's a fear of if I change the genre, will I get? But let me tell you, we have EDC here every mm-hmm. year. So it's proven that people will listen to EDM.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a section and we section off by music or we know like here's an identified country rock area. Here's mm-hmm. an EDM area so that people can say, oh, I came and had my fun.
So, all right. So it was a joke, me and my partner, it was a group of us we was talking about. So this is how I think, see a lot of the situation, the problem is. One of the problems is now since with the, I call them $100 an hour boys, right? So that's I call them the cops, the $100 an hour boys.
Oh, Lord.
So with the $100 an hour boys, so now when the clubs got to pay them, so now the prices are going up, right? So the prices are going up from the bar, the bottles, etc. Okay, cool. It's only one demographic that's going to spend this stupid amount of money weekly, and that's the black crowd. You know what I'm saying? We're going to spend it. You know what I'm saying? Bottles, 400. They're going to block. They're going to waste the money type of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
So, enjoy themselves is the correct term. Thank you.
Waste the money.
No. Enjoy. And I'm going to correct you.
Okay.
Enjoy themselves.
For sure. But now I'm saying, the reason why I say is waste the money. I get what you're saying, but because of now weeklies type of situation, you're not finna get this other demographic like this. So now with, let's say if it's like a Spanish night, right? Mm-hmm. On a Spanish night, you have all you can drink $20 bands. You go to some of the country music bar type of thing. They got the nickel beers and they got the deals, the $2 buckets. And
well, here's what has to happen. You have to blend that. You have to say it's not necessarily the weekend. Because what has to happen is nightlife should be potentially, from my lens, should be a Wednesday through Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So that means you say, okay, if I can get 100 people in my doors on a Wednesday night, then they may just come back. If not every Wednesday, they may come back on a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday to see what I have to offer.
No, facts. But that's the point I was saying was now with the clubs, where now it's like, okay, we don't care what's going on. We need these people to be in here to spend the money. So now every night is all hip hop. Tuesday night hip hop, Wednesday night hip hop, Thursday night hip hop, Friday night hip hop, Saturday night hip hop, Sunday night hip hop, because we need this crowd that's going to be able to spend this, enjoy themselves.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? All through the week. type of situation on a nonstop thing with these prices. One drink at the bar is $24 and they already put in their, including their gratuity in the drink.
Well, clearly I ain't been out in a while.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, for real, like literally.
I thought it used to be like 14. Like, clearly, no, I ain't been out in a while.
You drinks?
Excuse me.
Drinks?
Oh, I'm cheap though. I will look at the price and be like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, and
so whether I'm paying or not paying, unless I get a bottle, if we doing, because I'm the analyst in the group, right? So we go somewhere and I look at how much it is per. I'm like, just buy a bottle.
No, no.
And I guess because that's what I'm used to though, I bottle everywhere
but
I go.
But Miss Rose, what menu are you looking at? You go to the bar. What would you like to drink? Would you order?
How much for
No.
And then they tell you whatever, and I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. How much is the bottle?
Like, it kind of like a little change, so it'd be quickly. Now it'd be like, all right, what would you like to drink? I want Don Julio and pineapple. Okay, cool. Or you want the rep? All right, cool. How much? It's not that much different. Okay, cool. Then when they put that receipt out type of thing, you look. Okay, 21. Okay, plus the gratuity, one type of thing. 26 for the little cup of thing with a little bit of splashes done. So now you're like, oof.
Okay, so I'm going to touch on this quickly, something that you mentioned with the $100 boys. So here's the flip side. What has changed? Okay, that was not during my tenure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a change, and that drastic change would be establishments paying for their own officers at their door rather than
rather than
pitching into a group and not like this is in public record not rather than everybody pitching into this group and then you divide it by officers and say this is how many officers we need divide it I think we need to go to everybody just hires their own off-duty officers at their doors based on their occupancy. I think what should happen, and I think that's the key to this whole like AMS situation, that whoever thought of it, they didn't study the plan. Because in 2015, when I was an employee, in 2015-16, we did a whole study on how it should function, and it wasn't this. Yeah. It wasn't everybody pouring into a pool. Mm-hmm. It was more so, you know, you get, and it's actually not everybody. That's the other part that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. It's establishments that serve 100 and up. Well, when you think about it, it's like, think about it. If the budget is $50,000, and I'm just using a number, like if you've got to pay come up with $50,000 a weekend, rather than it being 12 large agencies or 20 large agencies, if there's 100, let all 100 chip in or whatever that may look like. Yeah, you put a tier, your larger places who will require more, but I think it's just a weird space because it does cause a couple things. People just don't want to be bothered. And then the other part that we as, and I would call ourselves influencers, don't realize, the more we complain is the more others don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
So we get on, unfortunately, social media tells us to get on and complain about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get on social media and complain, oh my gosh, the city just did this. Prices are going to go up. Well, if I'm supposed to be coming to your establishment, your price is going up, well, I'm not even going to come. Think about it. Because you're already telling me now you got to tax me as the client as opposed to just, you know, saying, okay, how do we adjust? How do we make our numbers flow a little bit better?
Yeah. And you're right. And that's why I feel like it's like people just have to realize how times have changed. So with times changing, with people feeling like they have a voice or an opinion because they have a Google account and then they can make a social media page, different thing like that. So you can't stop that. So, okay, since you can't stop that, all right, that's one thing. Then also, too, what you can't stop is the young people are going to make an impact if you like with them or against them. So they're going to make an impact. Is like, all right, we can't get in the clubs. We're going to ride the scooters and everything and post up outside the clubs to where now it's going to be cost problems to where now, all right, cool. Like, y'all want me in the building. All right, cool. So now we outside the building. Mm-hmm. Now we in the parking lots. Mm-hmm. Now we have the bottles in the car. Now we doing this stuff outside that's going to affect y'all in the long run. So I feel like a lot of the things is to where, like, just let the young people you know what I'm saying? Hang
we
out.
We have to find a space. And I think that, you know, any establishments out there listening in downtown, if you are willing to, you know, come knock on my door and let's talk through what does it look like to create an opportunity for our young people. Because think about it. They're going to spend.
They spend more than the older crowd.
Knowing that I can't drink, I'm going to spend anything to go out here, get mm-hmm. dressed, and go out, hang out, and mm-hmm. look at the people. Because that's when young women mm-hmm. start eyeing who are the mm-hmm. older men yep. that, okay, when I, okay, mm-hmm. what is there, and I won't say what is there to look forward to, but, okay, well, who outside yep. is the better way to put it?
Yep.
Because we've all been 18 before. Mm-hmm. Who all outside over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, okay. Well, mm-hmm. I know I can see who buying the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I could check, okay, who got a crowd of friends with them, mm-hmm. okay? And so, you know.
They call it motion. Who got the motion?
There you go.
Yeah.
So, okay, you hear mm-hmm. me? But establishments out there, y'all let me know. Because like I said, it used to be Paris for me growing up.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was different things. Like, okay, where like the older crowd, when I was younger, they over at the JJ Whispers. They over at the Tavern on the Lakes mm-hmm. type of vibe. Okay, cool. Now, we had our the Glitz and we had our
Roxy.
You know what I'm saying? Roxy's. We had our spots type of vibe. So that's where we hanging out at. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. And now the older other people type of vibe who probably might be spending more money or different thing like that, they had over here these type of vibes.
So let me give you one quick story and then we're going to go to rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the days, Roxy used to do Sunday night teen night if there was no school the next day.
Teen nights.
Remember that?
Teen nights used to be.
I will never forget. So I used to live in Poinciana in my high school years.
Okay.
One night, I drove way from Poinciana, and it was at capacity, and I couldn't get in. And it had to have been like 11 o'clock, and the yeah. doors open at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. There is that, like, literally, me in a car full of friends, mm-hmm. we drove all the way from Poinciana mm-hmm. to come to teen night at Roxy's because that's all people talk about.
And honestly, tell you the truth, now since you're thinking about it, I think the reason why teen nights are really important, though, and I know a lot of people don't want to touch teen nights because they're like, oh, the jits is too wild, etc. But the reason why I feel like teen nights are important is because it still gives the kids a vibe of how to move when they actually get in the club.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you've been to the teen night, okay, 16, I've been here before. I've seen this. Okay, boom, I know what this feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Type of situation. Compared to where now when they, where they, we can't get in at 18.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get in at 19. We can't get in at 20. So now when I'm 21, this the first time I'm just in here. Oh, we going to act the fool. You ain't get no teen party vibes. You ain't mm-hmm. get no nothing. And this the first time outside at 21. And now you just act the fool.
Mm-hmm.
So teen parties is needed.
Okay. So y'all hear that out there? My promoters, event planners, and establishments downtown, we need to come together and figure out teen night. Also, for my older listeners, I am trying to figure out Light Up Orlando. So if anybody wants to reach out to my office, I heard it was a really cool thing back in the days. 407-246-2005. Reach out if you want to work on the organizing crew for Light Up Orlando. But I do, chap, mm-hmm. I do have a couple rapid fires. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Favorite downtown Orlando restaurant?
Eola Lounge.
Ho, we got to back this up. That ain't in District 5, big dog.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, give me a district.
Add it to it for the people who, like, if I'm...
Name me one more. So I have...
Okay, all right. So then, all right, if you say in the there type of... All right, then downtown, boom, then I'll go with... Restaurant, it'll be Poppy Smash and Crest.
Okay.
Y'all, matter of fact, y'all need a little bit more restaurants down there too now.
Debonair?
Yeah, but I don't really look at Debonair as a restaurant, even though it is. That's like more like Tricking University. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of tricking going on in there.
I did not say that for my listeners.
No,
something
no.
I don't know.
No, I love it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see some stuff in there, but it's a lot of... Yeah, go ahead. All right, next. Best place to catch live music. This got to be in District 5?
Downtown. Okay. I give you downtown.
Okay. Live music. Yeah, I don't have no live music places.
Shout out to Cole Neesmith with the Creative City Project that does Immersed in downtown, that lights up our entire downtown all the way to the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center with entertainment and activities. Mm-hmm. But then I need you to check out DTO Live because we have live music every single day in downtown.
Hmm. Okay.
So people playing on live instruments, playing yeah. music. So I need you to check it out. DTO Live for any of my listeners.
All right. Thank you.
Next one is a downtown experience everyone should try.
A downtown experience everybody should try. Coming to America brunch.
Okay. Are they back downtown?
Yeah, they at Euphoria.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's I ain't like a experience. That's yes. it's a fun experience.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to them boys there. And then depending on your type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? Just if you just need that little itch of, you know, just wanna really just hang all the way out mm-hmm. type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? What JR and got going on at Parlay on Sunday. That's a
okay.
It depends on it's a different vibe, okay. but yeah.
Oh, so I'm gonna add my 2 cents.
Go ahead.
You ever did pub crawl back in the days with Beecham and all of them?
Yes,
that was amazing. Okay,
that's a fact.
A night out. If you were going a night out downtown, mm-hmm. where would you go for dinner?
Okay.
What kind of concert would you want?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of a sporting event?
All right, so boom. Okay, so then dinner. So, okay, so what we do is we go to the Magic game.
Okay.
All right, boom, you know what I'm saying? You know, got to hit that hardwood type of vibe. Pause.
Okay, oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, on the floor.
You're on the floor. So now I said you're on the floor, so we going to eat at the game. You know what I'm saying? Type of vibe. So, you know, we going to eat at the game.
Okay.
Type of situation.
Hot dogs and popcorn.
No.
Are we gonna eat good at the Magic game on the floor? Okay.
Hold on now. Hey, see now that's what we got. Hey, Miss Rose, you haven't had the whole experience. Oh man, they need to stop playing and give Miss Rose these season tickets, floor seats. Shout out to my dog JP VIP. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So you're gonna go to the floor experience and then what?
Boom, you know, watch the game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Boom, then you leave the game type of situation. Now is, you know, hangout time a little bit. Okay. All right. So then now we go after the game. A spot where you can't go wrong with nonstop, you can't go wrong with Room 22.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to Jeff Keto.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Definitely. Shout out to the V Group, man. Like, they, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And one word that describes downtown Orlando after dark.
One word, viral. it's going viral. Well, it's going viral for sure. That, yeah, 1,000%.
My word is vibrant.
Vibrant, yeah.
It's vibrant.
A viral vibrant. For sure.
Okay, so in closing, mm-hmm. people think about downtown Orlando 5 years from now. What do you hope they say about the nightlife and entertainment experience?
5 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now.
So I'll give you a couple things to think about.
Okay.
So we would have had the Jaguars. We mm-hmm. would have had the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
We would have potentially had the NBA All-Star Game.
Mm-hmm.
We would have potentially had Rolling Loud consistently here every year. So we'd mm-hmm. maybe had a couple years
yeah.
in. So.
And I'll say that Chapman's event was lit at Camping World.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clock that.
Yeah, that part.
Seed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's vibing. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That part.
So I appreciate you spending some time here on the podcast with me to kind of talk through the eyes of someone who spends almost every weekend in downtown Orlando and mm-hmm. can give a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've given me some homework to do, some things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
My listeners out there, I kind of tap in and tell me how we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I spend a lot of time focused on my youth
mm-hmm.
and realizing that young adult piece is mm-hmm. a component, right?
Yeah.
Because again, when you think about some of the shootings and stuff that had, they are young adults.
Mm-hmm.
So gives me some homework. I think I wasn't expecting to walk away podcast today with homework, but
yeah, it's even
I
a little homework,
you.
You know what I mean? And you know, just wanted one of the big situations that I see that's just growing in the downtown District 5 is at Morgan & Morgan building. So big shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Morgan & Morgan, you know what I'm saying, what they doing right here, homegrown, billionaire, you know what I'm saying, expanding all around the world right here in District 5.
You need to get John on the show.
Yeah, big shout out to John, the GOAT. What I want to do, on my bucket list is, I want to smoke with John. You know what I'm saying? Be able to smoke with John Morgan would be too raw. That's his pot daddy.
Okay. That's an interesting way to close the show.
I'm saying that's what he calls a pot daddy.
Oh my gosh. So I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Sharon Rose. You are listening to Straight From Rose podcast. Until next time.